Wait, what's wrong with you?
My water's not hot. Put my tea.
You got a microwave. Are you gonna hit the button?
What?
So we can record?
We are recording.
We're already recording.
I'm done talking. All right. So, prep yourselves. Are you ready? Welcome. Ready. Look. Yeah. Looking like a hot mess. Right out of hot yoga.
Seriously, right out of work. So, welcome to the Yoga Girls.
Hi.
So, tonight we're going to talk about practicing yoga in a gym versus a studio. So, we've got a lot of questions online about what's the big difference, how is it different, is the vibe different? So, I'm just going to ask some questions that we've gotten from people that have watched the Yoga Girls. So, let's start with you, Kelsey. Have you practiced in a gym before?
I only practiced in a gym once, so I don't have a lot to input here.
Did it have a separate room?
It was in a basement and not so much of a gym in London when I was abroad. And it was just a rug and mirrors. So it was very different. And I was a different person back then. So it was just not like anything I have now with a studio.
Jody, have you practiced in a gym?
I have, but I have a question. Mm-hmm. What do you like practicing? What do you like about practicing in the studio now?
Just the whole energy that's in there. Because when I practiced in that point in my life, I didn't really know a lot about yoga. Neither did anyone around me. And the teacher was more of a gym type teacher, so it didn't really feel like yoga. It more felt like a Pilates class. So I just like surrounding myself now with a great teacher in a good space that is all a shared community that all kind of want somewhat of the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Yes. My answer to your question is that was actually how I got started in yoga. I practiced for the first year in a gym.
Really?
Because I would go, and I was like working out like crazy.
In what state?
It was when I was in Ohio. Mm-hmm. And so I was already at the gym in the morning, and so I was curious about yoga. The whole studio thing freaked me out. Because I didn't know. I was used to the gym. We're all comfortable with the gym, right? We know what a treadmill is. We know what an elliptical is. The gym is socially acceptable. The yoga studio is kind of like this. It's becoming more socially acceptable, but it's this weird space if you haven't been there, right? Mm-hmm. Which I totally get because I was the same thing. So first, I wanted to try yoga. They offered it at the gym. Ooh. And for my first experience with yoga, it served its purpose. And I say that because, obviously, where I am today, I...
Checking on that.
Thank you, Siri. I appreciate that.
I found something on the web for first experience with yoga. Take a look.
Oh my gosh.
What? Technology.
This is amazing.
This is really weird.
Welcome to the full moon. What does Siri say? She's got a whole section here, first experience with yoga.
But no one touched her.
No one.
Phone.
It was over here.
She hears us.
Let's be clear. So how do I get her to go away?
Well, let's read what she has to say.
Well, there's a whole list there.
My first experience with yoga was horrible.
That's amazing.
I was certified yoga teacher.
Oh, okay. It is a full moon.
It's a full moon.
Today, I ventured from a sweaty testosterone-infused weight room. I'm so familiar. Okay, we'll just...
So that, but that's... Okay, that's... Thank you, Siri.
Yeah.
That's exactly where I was going. We're putting her back over here. If she wants to chime in later, she can.
It was creepy. It was creepy.
So, that, yeah, that was wicked.
2016.
As we say in the Northeast, that was wicked creepy.
It was wicked creepy.
But I was familiar with it. So it allowed me to try yoga and figure out how did it speak to me. Now looking back, where I think I will not do yoga in a gym anymore. Mm-hmm. I will always, and when I travel, whatever, I will always find a studio. Because, I think you bring up a great point, not that yoga teachers in gyms aren't.
Yeah,
we know
well, yoga teachers that teach in studios and in gym, and they're one of the best.
It's a more of a personal preference, and that I like the vibe of a yoga studio. Mm-hmm. I tend to go to the hot studios. I find a hot studio. Mm-hmm. Gyms, you don't have that option most of the time.
Yeah. We all prefer hot yoga, right?
Yeah.
And
105.
I also, when you walk into a gym, the vibe.
Yeah.
Now, I always say that word. The vibe is entirely different. When you're in Shavasana, I don't want to hear some guy like, and then dropping like the rack of weights. I mean, fine if that's if you're okay with that.
What you want.
I'm not. But I think those are the clear differences that you find. You can't really dim the lights in a gym. Yeah. 9 times out of 10 you don't. Sometimes right. I will. It's just a different experience. And so
well, there's a lot of mirrors in gyms. Like the yoga classes I've taken in gyms have had mirrors. And I don't
see I love a mirror. That's
I don't some studios have mirrors too.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily think a mirror is bad. Mm-hmm. But like when it's like the fluorescent lights, like glass doors.
Yeah.
And
people know, like this.
Like and the mirror.
You always get that, you know, the people yeah. are like, what's going on in there?
It's like if you're not behind me checking out my ass and you're in front of me checking out my cleavage. So it just doesn't make me comfortable, you know, and the lights don't dim and you hear the noise.
It's a different vibe.
Yeah.
So my suggestion would be, and not that you asked me this right. question, so if I'm going off tangent, tell me. Try both. Because it's going to be, or start in a gym and right. get comfortable with, if that's your comfort zone with yoga, awesome. Just try it.
But at the same exactly. time, like, it also depends right. on, like, what you're going for out of yoga. If you're
true.
Going for just the physical workout and you need to just get your stretch on, like, your gym might have a great opportunity.
Yeah, and
great
financially,
teacher.
If you're already
yeah.
part of a gym and if they
it
offer
might make
it,
sense.
It might make more sense than
just
paying $25
it.
A class. Either way, just try it. It doesn't matter what you try. What is your,
what is your take on that?
That's like I Dream a Genie.
Seriously, I want that ringtone. So the other thing with gym, yoga, studio is do you feel like yoga is a workout? Do you feel like you're going into a yoga studio to work out? Because a lot of students that come into my class, they're like, oh, I can't wait to like sweat, stretch, and relax. Versus like when I enter a power class, people are like, I'm here to get my workout on. So I started teaching a power hour class to mainly geared towards CrossFit people. And they want like their workout on.
Yep.
Like, they want their asses kicked. And I feel like that's a huge difference in the environment of going into an actual studio and then going into a yoga studio.
Yep.
Like a studio in a gym versus a studio. You know, you can have more of a flowing vibe or you can have like your hard workout vibe. So I think it really kind of depends.
Well, it depends on the class too. Because
yeah.
if you've got a power 2-3 hot class in a hot studio, it's like
Kelsey's being creepy.
It's like those people are like if
yeah.
I go to a power 2-3 class, I'm going in
yeah.
to get my ass kicked.
So let's just clarify: a power 2-3 class normally is known as 2 is like moderate, and 3 is advanced. So when you go to like a 2-3 class, a power 2-3 class, power usually means hot. And what would
yep.
you say, like over 90 degrees, 35% humidity. So power, that's considered. And then 2 is moderate, which means that you can at least do your solid in your down dog, your solid in your up dog, you're solid in all of your sun salutations. And then
you have your intro classes, which
yeah.
for the kind of the conversation I think we're having here, if you're new to yoga or you've never tried yoga, you know, I actually had a conversation this afternoon at 5:30 with a student who said, I went to a class. It was way too hot for me. What class should I go to?
Yeah.
She said, I'm new to yoga. And I gave her what to look for on the schedule. So
yeah.
I said, based off what you're telling me you want, I would look for anything that says introduction
mm-hmm.
or basics
mm-hmm.
or unheated. If you want a little bit of heat, look for something that says
yeah.
low heat or moderate.
Oh.
Or
and you can check out show number 3, which is new to yoga. You can find more information about that. So that
yes.
aired right before this
yes.
one. So the biggest difference that I think we all see versus studio versus gym is the gym can be a little bit more down to business, depending on the teacher, depends on who teaches, depends on the atmosphere and the vibe. It's very different in between practicing in a gym where you can, sometimes it's perceived as you're just going in to get your yoga workout on versus a studio and the style of yoga that is taught within it.
Mm-hmm.
So for people that want to practice in a gym or studio, check them both out. But like Kelsey said, if you have a gym membership and it's already being paid for itself, definitely go do it.
Yeah, and just to take this all much deeper, talking about like molecular energetic structures of a studio and a gym with all the industrial steel.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
And everything there, and it's basically all just steel and metal and all
yeah.
that stuff. Whereas me thinking of Jody's studio. Lots of candles, colors, lots of different textures, like more airy feel. Mm-hmm. So if you're in touch with that type of energy, if you're an e-path and really feel, you might hate gyms. You might never ever want to go to a gym. So you might want another kind of thing to touch base upon is you're also your home studio. So maybe if you're uncomfortable, then just start off at the home studio. We're eventually going to be recording in Jody's studio. So you can do a class or do some flow with us with props and stuff, and you might be more comfortable watching an instructional video online in the comfort of your own home before you make that step. So just know that that's always an option too.
Awesome. So kind of touched on gym versus studio. I mm-hmm. think we're both in a consensus of they're both good. Just depends on what you're looking for. So you really mm-hmm. just have to go out and try it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can check us out on the website, which is www.theyogagirls.com, and you can check out our Facebook, which is facebook.com/theyogagirls. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, because we're trying to get 100 subscribers.
So we can have a real name.
And you need to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, so that you can get an alert every time we publish a new podcast. Yes.
Which can we just have a celebratory moment. We've had a lot of hits on our iTunes. And as Angel said, we definitely want to hear your questions and your feedback. So if there's questions,
make this interactive.
If there are things that you want to hear us talk about, let us know.
Ask us individually. We all have our own fan pages, which can be found on the Yoga Girls fan page. So you can private message us, you can find us and add us as friends, or you can send messages or comments on either any of our Facebooks, private Facebooks, or the Yoga Girls Facebook.
We're easily to find.
To find. You can find us.
Just ask Siri.
Yeah. Ask Siri. Until next time.
Siri.
Yeah, no.
I'm telling you, that was wicked. Yeah.
All right, over and out. Peace out.